Morning, Dave.
Good morning. Thank you for being here.
So how long have you been here?
We have been in business since 1959. We used to be kind of across in the other building. This was originally the post office for Wellington that we're in now.
Find any lost mail here when they did the renovation?
We haven't had any issues with mail.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about what you do here, and I guess how real estate and selling that maybe has changed in those times since the first began.
Obviously. Yeah, boy, it has changed. I have been selling real estate for 42 years. This is a family-owned business. And electronics, computers, and marketing is way different than it used to be. Literally, we can put a property on the market, and it is across the nation instantly. I can put a piece of property up for sale, and a friend out in California can see that immediately, what I do have for sale. And it is, I think, a huge benefit. And it allows us to be able to compete against the franchises. We are a solely independent owned business. This is our office, family owned. We're at our third generation. My two kids are involved with me as in the brokerage, my daughter Paige and my son Ryan. So we're
as a family. What do you do to get them involved in that? I mean, and you yourself as well. Is there times when you suddenly realize what your family, you know, what dad did, what the family does, and go out to the properties?
It's kind of strange. I never pushed them, and I never was pushed. It almost seems like it's kind of in our blood. We didn't talk about it much. Both of my kids just went and started taking the courses and got their state licenses and just got involved.
So now they bring their new ideas, right?
That's what's fantastic is this younger generation. They're very helpful in helping me with marketing and the different, you know, sites that you have with the Twitter and all these different things going on that they're helping me understand the new marketing. Yeah.
So here we are in the middle of 2019. Is it a seller's market or a buyer's market?
It is a seller's market. You should have a sale within 30 days. You should have a contract within 30 days. And so, yeah, it's a very active market. If you're looking at selling, this is the time to sell. We're seeing, I'm not going to say all-time high prices, but we're seeing very good sale prices, real active market. There are plenty of people who are able to buy right now.
And what is it they're looking for, and how are you able to help them find it?
We're kind of known as a rural type of real estate office, although we do everything from village property sales and go to surrounding areas. Being where we're located in Southern Lorain County, we do business in Medina County, Ashland County, and Huron County. But we are proud to say that we represent residential sales, commercial sales, rural properties, vacant lots, farms, and we've even been involved with some foreclosures and different things like that. So we look at ourselves as a all-purpose real estate company, and we can handle about anything that comes our way in the way of real estate.
How do you market certain things like a farm or a homestead as opposed to some subdivision or a house that's in?
We like to think that we have all the knowledge that it takes. When you get into these rural communities, there's septic tanks, there's rural water, there's different things going on, zoning applications as far as minimum lot sizes, and we feel like we're pretty well versed in being able to help a buyer and seller get through the process with no glitches. Is what our goal is, to make sure everybody's happy at the end of the transaction.
If I'm looking to buy, how so you see pictures, you see sort of that. I guess that's the first step mm-hmm. into saying, oh, that appeals to me, that doesn't appeal to me. Or do I look at sort of statistics, the size, then I guess make the real visit to see the place? Mm-hmm. How do I do that?
It's funny. I will spend an hour in a home with a couple or an individual, and they then walk out saying, no, I'm not interested. And then I will spend 5 minutes in a home with a different client, and we go write an offer. It's kind of a strange business, but it seems like when a person has an emotional connection, It doesn't take much time to make that decision. And with our marketing, you have so much information online. You're basically able to look at the aerial map, the interior, exterior photos, location, all the local information as far as school and population. And so nowadays with the internet and what's available, when a person walks into our office, I look at it as they're about 80% there ready to make an offer on that particular house. And when we go through the process, everybody we work with is pre-approved. We don't take anybody through anybody's house unless we know 100% they can purchase that house.
You mentioned earlier about the rural experience, and I would think that experience would be crucial for you and your company here, because when you take potential buyers or sellers through the process, you know from experience what it is. You've been down those roads before, and that has to be a major plus.
Yeah, it's kind of funny, but we get numerous calls from individuals looking for that 5 acres and with some woods, and hey, can I have a pond and a little creek going through the property? And you know, I think that relates back to the good old days where, you're sitting on your front porch, and it's that experience I think people still are seeking out.
I'm not drinking lemonade, by the way. I'm drinking raspberry cranberry tea this morning, by the way.
I've got raspberry mango.
Some nice neighbors. What is it about having your office in a town like Wellington? I mean, it sets people up for an interesting mood when they come in here. It's a small town.
The appeal of Wellington, the quaint in the architecture, and it's still a village, has not reached the population to become a city. It is still a village. And there's an appeal, you know, when you come downtown Wellington, the history and the architecture is really neat to see. And friendly community, everybody knows everybody in this town, and everybody kind of looks out for everybody, which is very unique.
I would guess word of mouth is how sometimes people find you?
That is correct. We a lot of word of mouth in... We have red, white, and blue signs. We try to make sure they're out there everywhere, because that in itself is a great tool for advertising, and it lets people know that we're busy in our community. So,
and then people will come in and look for places. What's out there now? You got any houses out there, properties that you're looking at these days?
It's like I say, the acreage in the country is always on people's mind. They really seek after that kind of property. But then we actually have some nice older historical homes in the village of Wellington. And like I say, we handle all kinds of different new construction, anything that comes our way.
So if you're selling my home, what do I need to do to make sure that I can get a good – what do I have to do on my end to help you?
Well, yeah, what we do is we encourage people. We don't ever charge any money. We only get paid when we're successful at the end of the transaction. But we try to provide information, and we try to do it in a way where it's not costly. You know, paint is fairly inexpensive. A fresh paint job helps out a house. Just getting your lawn in order. And the most important thing is we do a market analysis to make sure that pricing is correct, because that is the most important variable when it comes to selling a house.
Making sure you're right at the point that people want to purchase, so you don't have to move it around and make people wonder, why is it too high? Why is it too low?
Yeah.
Why has it been on the market so long?
And yeah, people, yeah, you have a house set for too long, and then people start wondering, I wonder what's wrong with that house. And that's the importance of getting the pricing right. And we have the knowledge. We've been doing this for a long time, and we take pride in being able to get things on the market at the right price and helping people and what they should do to get their property ready.
By the way, I think it's grays. Grays are the new neutrals.
That's what I see now. To me, I'm old school.
Are the beige or the whites off-white a little bit, but now it's...
Yeah, you know, when you go with neutral colors, that you can't go wrong with that. But, yeah, the grays and that kind of thing are in. I'm back to the old oak and knotty pine, you know. That's where...
Sure. Well, but it sort of proves that there's different... There's a home for everybody. And
correct.
There's a buyer for your home no matter what... What style you have that'll kind of have the same appreciation for?
Yeah, people will say, hey, Dave, do you think you can sell my house? And I always say, it will sell. It's a matter of when and for how much. But it will sell. Everything will sell. There's a buyer for every piece of property.
Right. Well, we appreciate your time. If people want to get a hold of you or find out if they're coming here, they can come to your in Wellington, but elsewhere. They can find you online as well, I suppose.
Yeah, kingrealtycountry.com. That's our website. We have every property that's for sale in Northeast Ohio on our website. So you can just go to kingrealtycountry.com and see everything available, not only with our company, but with other companies. We make sure we cooperate with all other agencies to benefit our buyers and sellers.
So where do you keep all your signs? I don't see a big warehouse of signs.
We've got a back room that's full of signs, yes. Yeah. Well, actually, we're low on signs, and that's a good thing because they're out on property.
They're out there growing. Yes, plant them out there and hope something sprouts from them.
Yes.
Steve, we appreciate your time and again hosting us here for our Spotlight on Wellington. And there's people coming down Wellington now because of the Vietnam moving wall that's there, and summertime's a nice place. They've got different concerts and things.
Yeah, and I was at that opening ceremony for the moving wall, and that I encourage people to come look at it. I think it's named very properly. It's moving across the country. It has been for 30 years, and it's an emotional moving scenario. So I encourage people to come out.
And again, that's be here through the 15th. We'll be here just for, well, Craig, I think we're going into the 9 o'clock hour.
I think we are.
Making that call a little extended today. And don't forget, Andy Bulbarch and Matt Douglas will be here from 3 to 6, 3 to 6:30, I think, today. For Indians baseball back in action tonight. Mm-hmm. The Tribe and the Twins as they start series with those Central leading Twins. But we've got more coming up as we spotlight Wellington here on WEOL.
The Cavaliers, Indians, Blue Jackets, Buckeyes, the best high school sports, only on AM 9.